Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. That's Peg. That's the name singing it there. There he is. Peg. That's a great song. That's a great Stevie Dan song. I'm glad you're here. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. By the way, if you allow me, just one little thing, one little brag. I don't do this a lot. I think you know that. But it looks like by the end of the year, we'll go over 70,000 copies of that book has been sold. And it's won two awards, too. So I'm really, really excited about that, really happy about that. I want to thank all the folks who bought it and who've been reading it, and The Age of the Customer. So, all right. It's just you and me still. I've got something else I want to talk about. And actually, it's connected to what I just got through talking about. I was just sharing some ideas on teleworking. Why teleworking is going to become it's growing, and it's going to grow even greater. I mean, I've been hearing from people who talked about how when I published an article about teleworking, I heard from people who said, you know, here's my teleworking story, here's how it helped me, et cetera, et cetera. Well. And as much as I think it's a good thing, but I also cautioned you. I said, you know, there's some potential downside to it. There's the main challenge is the management part. That's what I've said all the way up to now. As of December 1st this year, that may not be the only challenge that you have, because there's something called the overtime rules that the Department of Labor is going to enforce. As of December 1st this year. And the overtime rules are going to, I'm pretty sure, are going to change the way teleworking works. And I don't know how it's going to add, it's clearly going to add a degree of difficulty, an extra layer of complication, to the point where it might actually become prohibitive for some people. But the overtime rules is not a law. It's a regulation that the Department of Labor conjured up on their own. They're just gonna impose it on us, and it's not and it goes all the way down to the smallest company. You know, a lot of times these rules that they enforce only apply to like the American Disability Act only applied to, you know, smaller companies some of the rules for Obamacare only applied to companies of 50 or more employees. This isn't like that. This is going all the way down to the last mile on Main Street, down to the company with one employee. So if your employee is on salary and they're not making at least $46,000, I've forgotten the exact number, a year, then and they work overtime, you have to pay them overtime. You can't put them on salary and not make them and not let them get overtime if they make under 40, whatever that number is, $46,000. So I don't have a problem with that, because I don't think it's not right, it's not fair for a company to put an employee a relatively, I won't say low wage, but under $30,000, if you work overtime, if the company requires you to work overtime, they should pay you for that overtime. They shouldn't be allowed to put you on salary just to keep from paying you overtime. I think that's wrong. And so that part of the overtime rules, I'm in favor of. I accept that. But here's the rest of the story. They're going to come between you. The overtime rules is going to essentially come between you and your employer, or your employees, I should say. For example, and I've been pointing this out. Now, this is not the first time I've told you about this. I'm just bringing it up again because it bears repeating. If you have a situation where you use comp time, if you have a situation where you use flex time, you know, people, a lot of folks like flex time, right? And a lot of members, a lot of people in the government likes flex time, right? Well, it's my understanding that if you have an employee who works more than 40 hours this week because of flex time, meaning you need them to or they want to, and then they're going to work less time a week from now or the end of the month or whatever, and it's an agreement between both of you, the overtime rules are going to prevent that. You'll have to pay them for the overtime this year, this week, even though they'll get less, and they won't get paid. You know, they'll still get paid the 30 hours or whatever they work when they make up the hours. So this is an example of where the overtime rules are going to come between, and that's what I'm calling it the overtime rules. They're going to come between your relationship with you and your employees. So let's say your employee, remember I talked about teleworking earlier, let's say that employee said to you, like I mentioned, hey boss, I need to work less this week because this is my week to help take care of my mother with my siblings. I need to work less this week, but I'll make it up next week. Well, if they fit in a certain category of employee, depending on how the overtime rules roll out for you, you won't be able to do that. You'll have to pay them overtime for the hours, and so you and your employee will have a hard time getting together on that. Folks, start collecting information about the overtime rules. You need to be informed about it. They're coming at you as of December 1st. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.